Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I do want to welcome our radio listeners, our worldwide internet viewers, and also our YouTube channel. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. The power of a godly vision. Each and every one of us have got vision. We just don't understand it. We don't know how to get to it sometimes. Proverbs 29:18, I'll read it to you. You all know it. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. So where there's no vision, people perish. And God wouldn't want people to perish. How many of you know that? Because he said he sent his son that none of us should perish. Is that correct? So he said, where there's no vision, the people perish. And so obviously he's given you vision. We just got to tap into it and get it out and start to walk in that vision. Every single one of us in this room, every one of us watching by way of television or internet or listening on the radio, every one of us, God has got a purpose plan for us and has given us a vision to get to that. And we just got to learn how to get into it. Now, the Message translation says it like this. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves, but when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. So if you can't see what God's giving to us and he's showing us, we're going to stumble all around the place and we're going to just keep going around the mountain. But we want to go from A to Z, amen? We want to finish our course. Now you don't go A, Z, you go A, B, C. Amen. Crawl, walk, run. So God can't give you the whole vision right now because you'd probably faint. And you'd run, because if he showed you what he has in mind for you, that it's big. It's bigger than you can imagine. And so it's wonderful to know that every one of us in this place were created on purpose. We were created for a purpose, and we were created with a purpose. Did you get that? We are created on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose. God didn't make one accident. No one in this place can say they were an accident. Maybe to your parents, but not to God. You can say, well, I wasn't planned, maybe to your parents, but not to God. You are here specifically now for this time for something to do, and we're going to look at that. And now a vision gives life purpose. When your vision starts operating, you start going towards your purpose. It propels you. The vision will propel you to your destination, which is going to be your purpose. Amen? And we've got to remember this, that God is not just a God only for emergencies and problems. I mean, so many of us go to God in an emergency situation. Now, it's good to go to him when there's an emergency. It's the best place to go.
That's right.
But some of us, that's the only time we go to God, when there's an emergency or there's a problem. But he's good for everything else. He's great to show you what your vision is, what your purpose is. He's great to take care of every situation in your life. He's when you're having a great time, praise him. He's grateful when you praise him. He's grateful when you're hurting. He's grateful when sickness tries to come on you. But he's also grateful when you get an increase in your finances and he blesses you. God is great. He's not just a God for the emergencies and the problems in people's lives. Can you say amen to that? And so we need to know that. And your vision will determine your destiny. He's given us a vision to get to our destiny. And your vision is going to line up with your purpose. He's not going to give you a vision that's not going to line up with your purpose. He wants to get you to the end game. He wants to get you over the line. How many of you know when they play a football match, they've got one purpose in mind. Well, actually two. Defend the line behind me and get over the line in front of me. That's the purpose. Is that correct? So we have a purpose. Those guys are focused. They are focused on getting over the line. Have you seen some of these, these small guys, like 6'6", 299 pounds or 300 pounds? I mean, they just go forward and they grab that ball and five people pulling him and he's just pushing through. If he can get another 2 inches, he's getting it. Come on. If he can get one more inch, he's going to get it. And I think sometimes, what are you doing? Just put it down and let's move on. No, I got another inch. Why? Because he's purpose driven. Get over that line. Amen. Now, his purpose may be different to the purpose of God, but it also falls in line with God. And I'm going to show you that in a while, that everybody here is called. And his purpose is because he's getting $12 million at the end of the year. That could be his purpose. Our purpose is because you want to hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen. Our purpose is to get across the line, the finish line. And so we want to be victorious when we get over that line. How many of you know that's true? Now listen, the way you see yourself, the vision you have of yourself is exactly how you're going to live out your life. If you see yourself as a no good, never going to amount to anything, that's how you're going to live. Because we know Proverbs 23:7 says it, as the man thinks in his heart, so is he. So now I want to look at Numbers 13:33. Turn in your Bibles, 13:33, on your phones, do it. And it came up on the overheads as well. Look what he says here. These are the Israelites went into the promised land, the 12 spies. They came back and they said this: "There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers. We were like grasshoppers, mere insects in our own sight. And so were we in their sight." Now listen, there's a lot of errors that they're making in this assumption. Number one, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. That's fine. But don't tell me that they, you know, you saw yourself as a grasshopper. How do you know that they saw you as a grasshopper? It's what you're perceiving in your mind and projecting onto other people. Now, I can project that I'm just a useless person, and I'll start living that out, and people will start seeing me as a useless person. But the vision they have of you is what you're projecting only after they get to know you. They can't project it in an instant just looking at you. And these guys are saying, "We in our own sight were as insects, as like grasshoppers." Well, that doesn't sound like a child of God. That doesn't sound like the nation that God got out of Egypt. That doesn't sound like the nation that saw 10 miracles to get them out of Egypt. That doesn't sound like a nation that saw the waters separate and they walked through on dry land and then the water closed in on the enemy. That doesn't sound like victorious kind of people, does it?
No.
Well, how many of you know that you're a victorious person if you're in Christ?
Amen.
If you're born again, you're in Christ. Amen. And if you're not in Christ, you better get into Christ, or else you're not going to be with Christ at the end of this whole deal.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And so these guys saw themselves as grasshoppers in their own sight. When they went into the promised land, they saw the giants, they saw the big walls, they saw the chariots, they saw the armed everything. It was quite an amazing thing. And then they saw the fruit. And when they came back, they had fruit. They would take a pole, a long stick between them, and they'd walk with that grapes hanging on it. It was so big. They saw all of that. But then they saw the giants, and they saw the walled cities, and they said, "We can't do it. We're not able. You just got out a couple of years ago, or like 40 years ago, out of Egypt with humongous miracles." Where did that mentality come from? It's not from God. That mentality comes from the enemy. He wants you to think of yourself as sick. He wants you to think of yourself as a loser. He wants you to think of yourself as not growing up to be anything. And he wants some of your parents have said to you that you're going to amount to be nothing in your life. He wants you to believe your parents or your teacher at school who said you're useless. He wants you to believe the lies of the teacher because they his words in them. Can you say amen? So if I see myself as just little old me, and someone phones me and I say, "Well, it's just me." Well, where did you leave the Holy Ghost? Because
right.
He told me that he came to stay.
Yes.
And he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So, well, it's just me. That's the opinion you got of yourself.
Amen.
That's no good. When you see yourself as not worthy, as a loser, as not smart, always sick, not liked, people don't like me, always broke, the wrong gender, the wrong race, the wrong age, the wrong country, I was born in the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong parents. I mean, if you see yourself that way, that's how you're going to live your life. And you've got to get past that, because the Bible says, Proverbs 23:7, "For as the man thinks in his heart, so is he." And the Young's translation says, "For as he has thought in his soul," that's the way he thinks, as his thought in his soul, that's what he is. And that's how he's going to end up living. Amen? So you've got to ask yourself, and you've got to be brutally honest with yourself, and you've got to ask yourself this question. Do I have a carnal vision of I'm a grasshopper in their sight and in my own sight? Syndrome, that's a syndrome we have. Or do you have the God vision of a future? You've got to look at yourself. How do you see yourself? And you've got to be brutally honest with yourself. How do you see yourself? You've got to see yourself the way the 10 scouts saw themselves. If you see yourself as just a grasshopper, just a nobody, can't make it, didn't get the education, born on the wrong side of the tracks, 10 scouts saw themselves as nobody, can't make it, didn't get the education, Caleb, born on the wrong side of the tracks. How do you feel about yourself? Are you a giant slayer, or is a giant slaying you? Now, a giant can be sickness, it can be financial, it can be marital, it can be fear, it can be fear in a person's life, it can be stress. Let me tell you what, stress is a bad thing. How many of you know stress is not healthy? Stress is not healthy. Fear is not great either. Fear is not a good thing. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, I've not given you a spirit of fear. I've given you a spirit of power, a sound mind, and of love. Amen. So you don't want to hang on to fear. Listen, it's stupid if you stand on the edge of a building that's 25 floors up and your toes are over the edge and you've got no fear. That's just dumb. I'm not talking that kind of fear. You understand? I'm talking about fear that you believe the devil's lies more than you believe God's power. You believe the sickness is going to take you out more than you believe God's going to heal you. Come on. You believe you're not going to have the money. They're going to take your house and they're going to take your car more than what God said, I will supply you every need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't say according to your riches. He didn't say according to anything about you. He said according to me. And he owns everything anyway. Amen. Or own me. And so you've got to be honest with yourself. How do you see yourself? Because your vision is the key to your future. Amen. And listen, your future is not ahead of you. Rather, it lies within you. You see, your future is inside of you. And you determine to let that thing come out of you and propel yourself towards your future. Can you say amen? Well, say oh me, but you've got to say something. And listen, let me tell you something else. Vision requires action. Vision requires action. Can you imagine if Edison, can you imagine if he said, "Ooh, I'd love to form light. I'd love to create light somehow. I'd like to make something that can bring light. I'd love it. I'd love it. Oh, well." And then the next day, "I'd love to create something that forms light." Could you imagine? Or Walt. Imagine Walt. "Ooh, I'd like to make something that makes the world happy and excited and create some kind of an empire for myself. But anyway." Come on. Think about it. You snooze, you lose. It's very true. And so vision requires action. So when you get a vision, you got to take action. Amen. I know we're going to have, I know we're going to end up having a water park in this area.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Because someone's got vision, but he's already taken action. He's activating what he believes and what he's seeing. Can you say amen?
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com at the National NERGYMagnetProud.com of Radio.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts